Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Have you seen any zucchini on your back step? Well, if people grow zucchini, it is so prolific that they start trying to find folks who would like their zucchini and maybe even give it away when you're not expecting it. But zucchini has so many uses. It is a fairly mild flavor, and it pretty much takes on flavor of whatever you put with it, so it has many, many uses. And, of course, the easiest way to use it is just to cut it into chunks and put it in your salad, or just take a bite, put it on a stick, and pretend it's like a corn dog, only it's a zucchini dog. Anyhow, a couple of years ago, I'm not sure who, but somebody came up with the idea of spiralizing. Now, that's not a new dance step. It is a way of kind of shredding zucchini and other vegetables to turn them into a substitute for pasta. Yeah. And it works great because, again, it has a pretty basic neutral flavor, and so it can be combined with so many other flavors. A spiralizer. Well, it does take a special piece of equipment, unless you want to take hours to cut those little strings by hand. And there are several different brands, and you can't find one online. You could go somewhere else to buy one, but you might want to check with our local stores in their kitchen departments because the spiralizers are pretty popular. And you could spend probably $30 or less. Now, first of all, when you talk about adding a piece of equipment to your kitchen, that you say, I don't even eat that much zucchini. Why would I want this piece of equipment? It can be used on many other vegetables and even fruits. So it is for more than zucchini. Why would you want to do that? Well, again, the original idea was that you used the zucchini and made it into something that looked like spaghetti, those little skinny noodles. But for zucchini and other vegetables, there's several blades, so you might just have a thin cut slice as well as the more string type thing. And although it takes just a few minutes to do that, it means that if you're using it in a stir fry, it's going to cook much faster. If you put it in a casserole, it's going to cook much faster. It does have, of course, a unique look. And I think it absorbs the flavors more readily when it's cut into thinner slices or strings. And it could be, with some things, it could just be a pretty garnish. If you're doing spiralizing carrots, for instance, it could be just a pretty garnish. So if you decide to buy a spiralizer, you might want to think about how you're going to use this piece of equipment for more than making zucchini pasta, because there are lots of possibilities there. And there are definitely some advantages of using that piece of equipment. Now, I think you can, in my mind, you can just substitute in recipes you already have that call for noodles and spaghetti, but you could also go online if you have that access and find tons of recipes and find videos and find other information about the spiralizers and how to use them. Because, as I say, a couple of years started to be used, and now they are very, very popular. You might want to experiment a bit with the different kinds of vegetables. My first experimenting with a pasta substitute actually was with eggplant, and I sliced it thinly and used it as a replacement for lasagna noodles. And when I served it to guests, nobody said, is this eggplant? Nobody said, what's this instead of noodles? You know, they ate it and it was great. But one thing I learned from that very first experience was with many of these vegetables, like eggplant, like zucchini, like summer squash, is they do have much moisture in them. And that can affect the recipes that we use them in. So one way to take out some of the liquid is to put them into a colander, lay them out, sprinkle with salt, and let them stand and then kind of squish them, squash them, press them, and take out some of that liquid before putting them into your recipe. One of my favorite newsletters that I get from Kevin is one that he has talked about the using zucchini in the breads, the baked goods. And again, you need to be somewhat concerned about the amount of liquid that you're adding to that recipe, unless the recipe's already made, especially for zucchini. But again, you can, substitute those banana bread, you could use zucchini, so on. And of course, with those, you're going to want it shredded, not just spiralized or sliced, but shredded. And of course, you can do that on your little hand shredder, or you could put it into the food processor if you're doing a great deal. And his favorite way then is to, again, use about 1 teaspoon of salt per pound of zucchini, sprinkle it on, let it set for about 10 minutes, and then you can put it into a towel, is his favorite way, and squish all that liquid out of there. And then you do end up with, if you get all that liquid out, about a cup of zucchini per pound. And that helps you if you're doing a substitution in a recipe to know that that 1 cup of deliquefied zucchini is going to equal about a pound of zucchini. So it's easy, it's ready to use. I think it will improve your recipes. And as I say, with all of these kinds of squash, zucchini, eggplant, those kinds of vegetables that are full of liquid, you may want to do a bit of deliquefying before you use them in a substitute for a recipe that you already have on hand. If you want to freeze zucchini, summer squash, those kinds of things, it is recommended that you blanch them shortly, best by steaming before you add them to your freezer. And that information, again, online, you can go to lots of sources, but Iowa State University or USDA. Or if you don't have a computer, you could check in with your local extension office in whatever county you live in. We'll be able to give you freezing information about zucchini or any other fruit or vegetable that you would like to put into your freezer. This is the time of great produce, great amounts of all kinds of produce that's available. So it's a good time to think about how you might want to use that. Smoothies, of course, have become very popular, and many of the vegetables and fruits that we have so much of could be used in smoothies. And we've talked about baked products and, of course, salads. So much of it could just be used raw in a salad, could be put into our casseroles. How about added to scrambled eggs? Those kinds of veggies that you can chop up, spiralize, slice, whatever, can be used in so many ways in so many of your favorite dishes. So give it some thought, give it a try, and if you want more information, there's lots of it there again online and at your local extension office, and maybe some of even the favorite restaurants that you go to. So it's out there. Give it a try. It takes just a few more minutes to do some of these things, but in the end, can save you time, for instance, in the cooking time. So I think if you have kids in your kitchen, they might also find this really fun kind of thing to try or to use. Now, like any piece of equipment that is going to cut vegetables, there has to be a sharp blade. So you need some safety precautions if you're going to have young people using this piece of equipment. And even for yourself, follow the instructions and be careful because you don't want to injure yourself while you're trying a new piece of equipment or you're trying out a new recipe. Whatever, we are probably going to be having some demonstrations on spiralizing at Produce in the Park. So just keep that in mind and have fun. Or, you can always send me an email or call me at KJN. I'd be glad to visit with you. Until next time, keep your eyes open for that midnight masquerader with a bag of zucchini.